I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
My mornings with Moose and Breezy. Breezy! Your weekend starts.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze. It is Friday, 42 for the high today. The sun is shining and the bachelors are in the studio, Breeze.
Good morning to our new friends. We are just getting new friends every single Friday. It's such an honor.
We got to talk 15th annual bachelor auction. If you have not gotten your tickets and need to know all the details on how to do that, our good friend Tim from CSE is going to give you all the details. Let's get after it this morning. Tim, jump on that mic, buddy. Thanks for coming back in the studio, man.
What's up, Moose? Happy Friday. Happy payday. If you guys got 55
yes.
bucks, I know you can spend it.
Yeah, that's right. VIP tickets, 55, yeah?
That's right.
All right, so let's get right into it. How can someone get tickets if they haven't done so already?
CSCRochester.org. If you go into the events tab, you'll see the Bachelor Auction event. From there, you can click on a link. You can get your tickets. You can get a preview of our 26 gentlemen and also donate to their fundraising pages.
Yeah, wait, let's get an update on where we're at because those numbers are jarring. We have really hit the ground running since
last
week.
It's insane. I was looking at it.
So let's go to the special event page right now.
Yep.
As of right now, with the support of you guys and, of course, our bachelors, we are at about
$23,000.
In 1 week is insane.
$40 short of $23,000. Which is, this is a record so far.
Yeah, record-setting pace. And also, even on the ticket sales front, too, where we were last year, you know, a month out from the auction, we're double that now. So,
wow, that's incredible.
Get your tickets, I guess, while they're still available, right?
At CSCRochester.org.
Yeah.
I think what I love about Tim is he never misses an opportunity to promote the Bachelor Auction. You took to your Instagram story last week. What was it? Bumble was down or
Bumble,
something?
Bumble, the stock. It tanked.
He's like, if you can't find love on the apps, you can find it at the auction, baby.
Apps aren't working. The auction does. That's what it is.
If somebody is going to attend the 15th annual Bachelor Auction at Anthology, what should they wear, Tim?
You got to dress to impress. No jeans, right, Moose?
No jeans.
We're talking cocktail attire, blazers, actual pants. If you got a nice dress, wear that too. We got a dress to impress.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thank you to our bachelors for their fundraising efforts. And of course, everyone who has donated, we appreciate you. It's helping so many people with their battle with cancer. And we've all been affected by somebody we know who has struggled with this disease. If you are looking for an excuse to get back into the dating game, or you guys want to meet someone new, or just have a night out with friends, March 22nd is the night to do it. That being said,
let's get to our bachelors.
Let's meet bachelor number one. His name is Chris. He's a plastic surgeon.
Oh, my God.
He spends half of his time working in The Rock, half of his time in Tampa at his private practice doing cosmetic upgrades. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Chris Kilzak here doing cosmetic work and some reconstruction, too.
Oh, ladies, you are about to hit the lottery.
Not me booking an appointment.
Tell us about yourself, man. Aside from being a plastic surgeon, you're 39. What made you want to be a bachelor with CSE?
Well, CSC has an awesome mission statement, and man, helping cancer from the beginning to the end in all different aspects, that resonates with me so well, so much. For work, I mean, I cut it out and I reconstruct people all the time, so I see the whole process from beginning to end. So it's very personal for me. I think it is such a great opportunity to hang out with some guys that are in a similar situation that I am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Guys that are single, guys that have had some good dates in the past, but maybe haven't found the one that they want to be with long term.
Yeah.
This is just such a great opportunity to fundraise for a great mission and a great cause and to make some great friends along the way. Maybe find love. Maybe find some love. We'll see.
Well, it is a possibility because people who have been a part of the Bachelor auction, like our friend Tommy Bechtold next to me, Golden Bachelor from last year. Do you have any advice, Tommy, for our Bachelors this year?
Hey, everybody. It's Tommy B., cryptocurrency enthusiast, patron of the arts, purveyor of fine sparkling waters, 720 credit score, Scorpio.
Right.
Great to be back on 98PXY. And, boys, I just want to let you know, the women out there are looking for a man that's vulnerable. You know, everyone wants to go up dressing for success and looking their best, but don't be afraid to show some flaws. If you've got a limp, don't try to walk it off. Show the limp. If you have an open wound, I don't dress it. Let them know that you bleed just like any other human being or creature on this godforsaken earth.
Chris I'm is telling like, you that's right literally now, my job. But
women
yes.
want to know that you can cry, that you can bleed, that you can feel emotions. I see too many tough guys out there. I'm looking for some soft boys this year.
It's giving Bloody Bachelor. We love that.
Like
you
said last week, some of you are prickly pineapples. He's looking for the sweet, juicy center.
That's right.
Okay, absolutely.
Okay.
Chris, what type of person are you looking for?
I am looking for a woman that is caring and genuine, knows how to have a good time and dress up and go out, but also can let her hair down and just be relaxed.
You're a successful guy. That's quite,
thank you, sir.
That's quite obvious. If you were to meet someone serious and you got engaged, would you make them sign a prenup?
Ooh, great question. Wow, we talk about this all the time with our colleagues at work. man, I wish I could just be Switzerland on this one. Probably yes, but not necessarily. We'll have to see. It depends on the person.
Right, you would have to have that conversation
with
them.
Such a PC answer.
What is your biggest turnoff, Chris, with women?
I would say, and I don't have many that are super strong, but on the topic of strong, hygiene and body odor.
Oh, you run into a lot of women that stink.
Well, I'm not saying that it happens all the time, but sometimes you're on a date, and I'm not saying that you have to shower before the date or whatever, but at least put on a little bit of deodorant. You know, just a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, sure. I thought that was just, you know,
comment. Tommy's writing down notes. He's like, Jack, got it?
I know this is an audio medium, but I just want to shoot from the hip here. How can you fix me? What just eyeballing it right now. What do I need other than the obvious?
Well, masterpieces of art come in many different shapes and forms.
This guy's great. This guy's perfect.
I'm just saying, just looking at you right now, what would I fix? I don't know if fix is the right word for you.
I'm on the phone with American Express pre-authorizing a $10,000 bid.
Have you ever been on a date, Chris, with any women that have asked you to do work on them?
I'll be honest with you guys. It happens all the time.
Does it?
Yeah.
Is that a turnoff
for
you?
Yeah, it's like, are you going on a date with me for love or for a consultation?
It might be a little bit of both.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of blended, but what I say is that I'll never bring it up to somebody's attention unless they ask me specifically what my thoughts are. Because I never want to put it out there and make somebody self-conscious about what's going on.
So, just to be clear.
I could fix your nose, Sally. I could.
I don't want to assume, but you do plastic surgery. You do everything. Nose, boobs, chin, everything.
So I'm glad you asked. So I'm a facial specialist, so I go from shoulders and above.
Okay, got it. Okay, excellent. And last question. What, for you, is the perfect date?
Ooh, okay. So a perfect date for me would be kind of a blended date. I'd like to make it an experience. So if we start out with something a little bit active, not necessarily athletic, but maybe a walk in the park, end up at a place that we can do a happy hour at. So we hang out at the happy hour, socialize a little bit.
Like Bill Gray's tap room?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Something like that.
He's like, I'm a surgeon. We're not going there.
Something wild. But then we don't have to, for dinner, we don't have to like go out. We can cook together. We can spend some time getting to know each other, have that shared experience, and then just stay in and watch a movie.
So you have a place here in Rochester, and you also have a place in Tampa?
I own a home in Tampa. When I come up to Rochester, I stay with family here.
How often are you back?
I actually travel every week. So I'm down in Tampa for a week doing work. Then I'm up here in Rochester for a week doing work.
North, south.
Are you you flying Southwest? What do you want?
Southwest is the best because it's direct.
That's right.
Yeah. The only airline that goes direct.
Very true. Yeah,
it is direct.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Chris. People are just lining up at the door.
Guys,
lining up.
If you're, I think Tommy, I don't want to say because this is bad vibes, but he looks like his hair is slicked back. He's tan. He's chiseled. Great jawline. Who's the actor from American Psycho?
Christian Bale, baby.
Got a little bit of a Christian Bale here in the studio. We absolutely love it.
Chris,
all right.
Appreciate you so much.
How can someone
find
you on social media?
I have two handles. I have my professional handle, which is Face Plastic Surgeon, but I also have my personal handle, which is CK.Explorer.
CK.Explorer.
Love it. Let's go over to our boy, Will.
Let's go over to Will, bachelor number two. Will, thanks for coming into the studio. Tell us who you are.
Yeah, Will Murphy here. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you.
I'm a tasting room manager, moved here for the wine industry, so...
Oh, my God. You love the Finger Lakes?
I do love the Finger Lakes. Kind of a hidden gem.
Yes, it really is.
You are a taste manager at what winery?
Living Roots.
Wonderful.
University address, not the one down on the lake.
We know it. We love it. All right, so you're a tasting manager. You said you're how old?
I'm 28.
You're 28 years old. Tommy, what advice do you have for a young buck such as Will?
Don't settle into anything too fast. You know, you're young. You got a solid decade before society's going to start looking at you weird for not being married. But I will say, once you do turn 38, or in my case, 41, you got to settle down. Any port in a storm, buddy. So clock's ticking.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Me and Tommy are the same age, so we both made a pact that in the next couple of years, if we're not married, we're moving in together.
That's right. Yeah. We're buying a home. We're going to move into one of those assisted living homes, maybe Cherry Ridge, and just settle down together. Tapioca and poker every Friday night.
All right, guys, stop holding hands. Let's get back to Will.
Will, what kind of person are you looking for?
I'm just looking for somebody who is just genuinely themselves, you know?
We have a couple of women that texted in last week and was wondering why some of these eligible bachelors were single to begin with. We got a comment, even Chris, our last bachelor, plastic surgeon, single. Why is a 28-year-old good-looking, handsome gentleman like yourself roaming the streets at night?
You know, I like a good, stroll in the dark, as we all do. But
night crawler.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, I've been moved around a lot.
Sure.
Changed careers a couple times. So I was down south for a bit, was West Coast, and finally back home. So
any baggage, any ex-girlfriends that anybody needs to be aware of?
Not that I'm aware of, but nope. We'll see if any skeletons come out during the auction.
Are you open to dating a person with children?
You know, I've never really thought about it, but I'm up for anything if it's the right match.
He's okay. Like, I'm down. I'm game.
Yeah. So,
love it. So what, can I ask you what made you want to get into be a bachelor and get into the beautiful organization that is CSE Rochester?
Yeah, absolutely. So funny story. I got signed up by my coworkers. So originally it was not my idea.
At Living Roots?
At Living Roots.
Okay, great.
I got the text message, hey, we just signed you up for this. Like, congrats. And I was like, oh, man. But looking deeper into it, understanding the cause, my older sister got breast cancer at 28.
Wow.
So... you know, something I'm pretty emotional about, something I
absolutely
really want to support.
Sure. Yeah. And I think it's great, man, because all of you guys are doing your part. And looking at the board on cserochester.org, which is where you guys can also get your tickets, the amount of bachelors that have raised so much money, Jesse's still in first place. He's got $4,200 he's raised. And all of this money stays local right here in the 585. And I think that's great because most people are always concerned when they give to a charity, where's my money going? It's staying right here to help people in Rochester, New York. So thank you for your fundraising efforts. And tell us, what do you bring to the table in a relationship? A
lot of wine.
A lot of wine.
A lot of wine.
Absolutely. A lot of whining, too. So
yeah. Do you like to go out, or are you more stay at home and chill type of guy?
I'm a bit of both.
Yeah.
So I picked up wine at culinary school, so I'm a professionally trained chef.
Oh, my God.
I love to cook, but, you know, some nights it's better to go out.
He brings the whole table, plus food.
Have you ever been cheated on?
Never, no.
Have you ever cheated?
No.
Lucky.
Look at me. Have you ever cheated?
No.
We love it. All right. Like Breezy would say, we love an honest king.
We love an honest king.
All right. Congratulations on being a bachelor. Thank you for your fundraising efforts. We're going to take a quick break. And coming up, you guys, we're going to meet our third bachelor, who's a triathlete. Athlete? Okay, sure. Yeah. We're gonna talk to our boy Jake coming up next. Stay there, guys. PXY Mornings.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station.
98 PXY. PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. We're talking 15th annual Bachelor Auction. Hello, PXY. Who's this?
Good morning.
What's your question?
What's the vibe?
I'm wondering what the age range of these gentlemen are.
You're wondering the age of these gentlemen. All right, well, let's...
From youngest to oldest or oldest to youngest?
Preferably oldest.
Okay, so Chris, our plastic surgeon, is 39 years old. And then we have Jake, who's 33, and Will, who's
28. I think she just means in general. Do you mean in general?
Well, no, I was looking for the upper range. I'm 36.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, but the bachelors that are going to be taking the stage at Anthology are between 21 and 47.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yes.
Where is this and when is this?
This is going to be March 22nd, Saturday night at Anthology on East Ave.
March 22nd.
That's
Mark
right.
Mark your calendar, sweetie.
So
I'm writing this down.
Yeah.
I hear it. I hear the pen to paper in the background.
So bring your girlfriends. General admission is $35, but you're better.
I'm not bringing my girlfriends. That's competition.
Oh, she doesn't like competition. All right. Well, get the VIP tickets. They're $55. You get free champagne in an hour and a half to mingle with the bachelors.
Leah, if you do bring your girlfriends, though, you could get a discount.
No. Okay, all right, we'll see.
Did you say your name was Lisa or Leah?
Leah, L-E-A-H.
I was off, I'm sorry, so Leah. All right, yeah, you can get your tickets now at CSCRochester.org, okay?
Okay, thank you.
We'll see you on the 22nd, Queen.
You got it, thank
Bye
you.
Now.
Bye.
All right, let's meet our third bachelor who's in the studio this morning. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself? Good morning.
Morning. Happy Friday, y'all.
Happy Friday
Hi,
to
Jake.
You.
Hey, I'm Jake Saft. I work at Grounds Department for Rush Henry School District.
Nice.
So you don't like to do triathletes? Triathlons?
Triathlons.
Oh, so.
Let's drop the triathlon
yeah,
bit.
I don't know where that came from.
So you're a groundskeeper.
Yes.
You're 33 years old.
Yep.
What made you want to be a bachelor?
I don't know. I was just, I was chilling at, was it Porn Joy? And someone mentioned, hey, bachelor auction's up.
Yeah.
You know, why not try it? And then my friend's like, oh, you should be so cute for it. I was like, all right, I'll sign up for it. Why not?
Yeah. And how tall are you?
5'10".
You're 5'10". Okay, great. What are some of the things you love to do for fun?
Oh, I'm very active. I like, playing a lot of sports and watching sports. So
he actually plays softball with my girlfriend.
Yes, I do.
Oh, you do? You're a big softball player, huh?
Yeah.
So I can vouch that he's a great guy.
You are a great guy, and that's what we like to hear. All right, so tell us, what are some of the things that you look for in a person?
General kindness, active, good time, good energy, want to go with a good vibe.
For sure.
So. Yeah. You want to hold grudges?
No, I don't hold grudges.
You don't hold grudges?
I try to be a lover, not a fighter. How about that?
No, of course. And that's what our boy Tommy is all about. He's a lover. He's not a fighter, right? Yeah. By the way, you mentioned something last week that I think the Bachelors this year, I think it's an important thing to mention that you should not be afraid to use props, right?
A lot of people think they got to go up there and just, wear a nice suit. That's true. But a bow and arrow goes pretty far, too. You know, if you bring some sporting goods up there, maybe a shovel or a hoe, if you will. Something that shows that you can go back to your hunter-gatherer days, really primal mentality, is going to get the girls started, you know? What you want to do is treat the audience like a car. You got to let it warm up first, okay? So head on out there, with a Texas Instrument graphing calculator. Show them that you are an intellectual.
It's very, absolutely.
Sometimes I regret, yeah. All right, let's get back to our friend over here. All right, so do you know what you're going to be wearing to the auction? We're going to put you up in a nice suit, okay?
Yeah, nice suit, yes.
All right. What are some of the things and traits and qualities that you look for in a person? Like, what are you hoping comes out of this?
I don't know. I just want to meet, who knows who I meet, but, I want to meet some nice, energetic people, just expand my horizons, I guess.
Yeah.
I feel like this is definitely like out of everybody's comfort zone, right? This isn't something that everybody is like, oh yeah, I'm going to be a bachelor and I'm going to go stand in front of all of these people and walk up the catwalk and do all of these things.
You're in the spotlight.
And I just want to give you all so much props for not only being a bachelor and donating your time and your energy, but also coming on the air. I know how like scary and awkward and weird it can be.
But everybody who's done so far has done a great job. You know what I mean? Because you guys are doing this for the right reasons, and it's for a good cause. So, worst date you've ever been on, Jake?
Worst date? Oof. Well, actually, a really funny thing, when we went to Tin Cup for the singles thing, we did like a speed dating thing.
Yes.
And one of the questions I asked the girl was, she said she was in a video game. She's like, what kind of... And I asked her, what kind of video game would you beat me in? She said, like, the Among Us or something. Last of Us. I have no idea what she said. I was like, I have no idea what that is. She got up and left.
Oh, no.
She didn't know her video game. I was like, whoa. She was over it.
That's it. That was a red flag.
And that's the deal breaker right there.
Right off the bat. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. We're going to do a little special edition of Can't Be Breezy this morning with the 15th annual Bachelor Auction taking place March 22nd at Anthology. We're giving you a chance to win a pair of tickets to the event with today's special edition of Can't Beat the Bachelors. Looking for caller 8 right now at 585-252-9800 to go head-to-head with our Bachelors to see who knows more. Let's go to the phones. PXY, who's this?
This is Jessica.
Jessica, good morning. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Rochester, New York.
Wonderful. You are caller number 8! All right, Jessica.
Jessica!
This is your chance. Breezy, how does it feel to just sit behind the scenes?
I know. I've never been in the room when we played this game, so...
All right, Jess, are you ready, Jessica, for question number 1?
I am ready.
All right, let's get right into it. 6 questions. You got 5 seconds to answer each question, okay? Let's go to number 1. How effective are condoms at preventing pregnancy and STI transmission?
I would say probably 98%.
Going with 98%. All right, let's go to question number 2. Jessica, which serial killer, otherwise known as Milwaukee Cannibal, was responsible for eating his victims?
Jeffrey Dahmer?
No.
All right, we're going locking you in for Jeffrey Dahmer. Question number 3, which U.S. state is nicknamed the Sunshine State?
I'm
going to
go with...
come on, Jess, you know this.
Florida. I'm going to go with Florida.
All right, locking you in for Florida as the Sunshine State. Question number 4, Jess. Where in your body does bile take a cozy little vacation spot?
Your stomach?
Going with the stomach?
Yeah.
All right. And question number 5, Jess, what type of animal was Gidget, who was used as the Taco Bell mascot between 1997 and 2000?
The dog.
What kind?
The chihuahua.
Going with Chihuahua. In last question, what country uses approximately 4 billion miles of toilet paper every single year?
Probably us, the U.S.
Which country?
The U.S., us.
You're going with the U.S. of A.
Yeah.
All right, let's bring our bachelors back into the room. Okay, Jess, you have two VIP tickets on the line here. We're going to tally these up for you right now. You are bachelors. Come on back into the studio. Jess was on her A game today. She got 4 out of 6. Not too bad.
4 out of 6 is a great score.
Not too bad, Jess. All right, let's get our bachelors going. We are going to bring our game show host, Tommy Bechtold, to the stage. Tommy, why don't you take it away, buddy?
All righty. Thank you, Moose. It's the Golden Bachelor, Tommy Bechtold, reminding you, you can beat the Bachelor, but please don't beat the Bachelor. All right, we got 6 questions. Bachelor number 1, Chris, I want to ask you, how effective are condoms at preventing pregnancy and STI transmissions?
Over
99%. Over
99%?
Gotta
turn the mic off.
Go ahead.
Over 99%. We're locking in that answer. Reminder, you have 5 seconds to answer these questions.
And he's a doctor, so I feel like you should know that.
Question number 2. Which serial killer and hopeless romantic, otherwise known as the Milwaukee Cannibal, was responsible for eating his victims?
Right. This would be Jeffrey Dahmer.
Locking in Jeffrey Dahmer. All right. Bachelor number 2, Will. On to you, my friend. Let's get the mic over in Will's face. Question number 3. Which U.S. state is nicknamed the Sunshine State?
Gonna say Florida on this one.
Locking in Florida. Woo! Question number 4. Often known as the Sunshine State of your body or the Florida of your body, where in your body does bile take a cozy little vacation spot? What organ? Does bile take a cozy little vacation spot?
Gonna say we're gonna go the pancreas.
Okay, right. Lock it in.
The pancreas.
All right, our final bachelor number 3. What type of animal, and I'm looking for a specific breed here, was Gidget, the Taco Bell mascot who served between 1997 and 2000? What type of breed of this animal was
Chihuahua.
Gidget?
Chihuahua.
Chihuahua. Locking in Chihuahua. We've got a close one here, Moose.
It's a really tight race.
We've got a tight one. This is gonna be the make or break. Question number 6. And I want you to think about different nations all over the world. Which country uses approximately 4 billion miles of toilet paper each year?
U.S.
The U.S. Wow. Moose, I'm handing it back to you, my friend.
All right, let's tally these up. This was a close race. Let's get Jess back on the line with us. Jess, are you there?
I'm here.
Jess, all right, you went head-to-head with the Bachelors. Let's walk you through these questions. It came down to a total score of Jess 4 and the Bachelors with a total of 3. That means, Jess, you got yourself the tickets! Nice job, Jess. You're going to the Bachelor auction. You got yourself
two tickets
to VIP. Who are you going to bring with you?
I'm going to bring my best friend.
You're going to bring your best friend. Perfect.
Can we go over the answers or no?
Yeah, this was a tight race. How effective are condoms at preventing pregnancy and STI transmission? Jess, you said 98%. That was spot on. The Bachelor said 99%. Jeffrey Dahmer is a helpless romantic. Yes, of course. Which U.S. state is nicknamed the Sunshine State? Florida. Uh-huh. Chris would know that better than anyone. Number 4, where in your body does bile take a cozy little vacation spot? The correct answer to that was gallbladder. Jess said stomach. The Bachelor said the pancreas. Chihuahua was the Taco Bell mascot.
Shout out.
And then, of course, what country uses 4 billion miles of toilet paper? The correct answer is not the U.S. It is China. There's a lot of people in China.
Of course.
Jess, congratulations. Say, my name is Jess from Rochester, and I just beat the Bachelors.
My name is Jess from Rochester, and I just beat the Bachelors.
Woo! Hey, it's Julia.